This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Moonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Moonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Moonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Taylor Street, Moonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so, after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.moonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echo links that would like to check in? Come now.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Echo Romeo Romeo, Dave, and Echo Link. There's two others in the queue.
Yeah, very good. The other stations can know.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through Echo Link from Oneonta, New York. And I think that other is the record for this net that's in there, Bob. All right, KD2FBM, back to net control. Hello, Dave, by the way.
Okay, Kevin, thank you for clarifying that for me. And we'll start with Dave. KD2, I believe I've got it correctly. Echo Romeo Romeo.
Well, good evening, Kevin, and everyone else on the net. Just stepped in the house from watching the International Space Station fly over. It was a beautiful, clear evening, and happened to hear the information on local news station, and decided to go out and watch it go over. I've seen it many times, and the fact that company I work for makes parts for it, so it's kind of personal for me. And with that, I'll send it over to Kevin, KD2ERR.
Okay, Dave, thank you for checking in, and is an interesting sight to see. Really, you don't get to see that too often. We normally don't have the clear skies to enable you to see it. Okay, well, you have a good evening, and move along to Kevin, KD2FPM. Kevin, how are things down your way this evening?
All right, yeah, good evening, Bob, and hello to Dave, and yeah, this is KD2FBM, Kevin James out here in Oneonta, and kind of like Dave, too, I used to be a machinist myself, so I used to manufacture parts used in the aerospace industry myself. Well, gosh, it's got to be over 20 years ago now, so kind of sad when I think back it's been that long ago, so do the math, you know how old I am. You know, I still think I'm young, but, you know, everything else is breaking on me, so just wish I could keep those things repaired. We hit a high of 57 today, got 43 degrees right now on the outside under clear skies, and we had 100% of the sunshine. And as my weatherman friend said earlier on the weather forecast on CNYweathertainment.com, a good old buddy of mine, Jeff Matthews, he said the weather was just as dandy as cotton candy. And boy, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a carbon copy the next couple days here. The only thing we're going to change is the temperature is going to rise up just a few degrees each day, so it's going to be very nice out there. Yeah, I had a fun morning this morning. I woke up to an update available on my cell phone, and Android 6 decided to be deposited upon my phone. So I said, well, what do I do? Well, I went ahead and went with it because there was supposed to be some security updates, et cetera, et cetera. And now my phone has been officially planted with the new system, and they call it Marshmallow. So I have the Marshmallow operating system. So if anything goes wrong with it, I just hope it doesn't resemble the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters when I'm done with it. So I don't anticipate any problems. I had to just make some tweaks and adjustments to a couple of things because I do use my phone as a means of recording my weather forecast for the radio station, so I have to make sure that that all works perfectly and flawlessly so that way I can get those things done and keep myself on the air. And with that, I will say 7-3, hand it back to Net Control. This is KD2FPM.
Hey, very good, Kevin. Yeah, I think we're headed for some interesting days. Needless to say, long overdue. And maybe with the temperatures getting warmer, it'll get people outside doing a variety of different things. I know I did myself today. I had kind of an interesting day. I was jumping around doing different things and so on. But the sunshine tends to do that, and you make use of it any way you can. So thank you for checking in, and you have a great evening. And since you've got a little handle on the weather, keep that good stuff coming. Anyway, 73. All right, this is NYLAOW. Looking for additional check-in.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob, and everyone else, Kevin James, and everyone else on the net.
KC2WI.
WA2U.
Okay, we've got WA2U, John, KC2WIP, and N2PFM, George. George, we'll start with you. How are things going up your way this evening?
Well, weather-wise, absolutely beautiful. We got a range today of 23 to 64, and it's right now 43 degrees, and the continuing saga on that vehicle went to have the oxygen sensor change today, and instead the whole top of the catalytic converter came off. So now I'm trying to get another converter, or I don't have to put out the amount for a brand new, catalytic converter that's, California, I think. So I'm trying to see what I can do, and if not, I'll just have run with a partially open converter until October when it's inspection time, because it's just impossible. I want like $400 or $500 for them. No way I can afford that. But that, God bless, and 73 is at 2 PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, the only thing I can say, at the top of it came off, you might better hope you got a heat shield there above it, because the converters do get extremely hot. And there is another alternative to the factory catalytic converters. You can get the aftermarket one, universal type, and it can be adapted to it. And it's basically about half the price, if not even cheaper than that. They've been around a long time, and they do an excellent job. Okay, well, I hope they get taken care of for you. That is a problem when they create, anyway, with the exhaust, it's how's everything going? And what's new?
Well, I just got back from Boonville, from the Towpath Trekkers annual meeting, and it was nice at the VFW there, and I realized, actually I didn't really think about this until I was leaving, last time I was there, I got a couple of, chips there for one free beer, which would have been a free soda. But of course, those were not in my pocket or in my car. So, I missed out there. We'll have to wait until the next meeting or something. Pretty nice out. And I did get out some today, even though I really should have probably just not done anything outside. Just kept working, but it was just too nice. Let's see, news. For the Boonville folks, the Woodsman's 10K run, I think it's going to be August 19th, so it'll be the 19th for our communications, and then the next morning, which is the 20th for the paddling, the canoe kayak race. And it looks like that we're probably going to have the Town and Country run back again, and I think that's going to be October 2nd. A couple things to keep in mind for Boonville Club activities. Well, I just came back, and I have some emails from the U.S. the Department of Homeland Security computer emergency response team, I think is what that is. And the latest security bulletin that affects lots of people is Apple is no longer supporting and updating QuickTime. So if you've got it on your computer, get rid of it. It's a security vault. There's a couple sort of known, things that they're just not going to fix. It's pretty much been superseded as a method for doing multimedia audio video stuff by other methods that are built into Windows like HTML5. And so the advice is, unless you've got some legacy application that needs that and you really depend on it, don't get rid of it. If you installed an older version of iTunes, they probably put QuickTime on there, but iTunes doesn't need it anymore. And it may have come along with some other Apple things, maybe, I don't know, iPods or older iPhone software, something like that, but get rid of it. So, one more thing, and that's just like almost like everything else, your 20-year-old computer will work just fine with your 20-year-old software or 10-year-old software and your printer and whatever, but things are changing rapidly online, and that's what pushes the quote-unquote obsolescence. So, again, I sooner or later, the critical mass will be reached where people will really start to consider doing something like going to Linux. Although new computers and tablets and stuff you can get them pretty cheap. There's a corner being cut, and a lot of it's in the service. The more I see this stuff going on, the more I say, let's take your XP or your Vista, or even your Windows 7 if you really don't like what Microsoft is doing, and put Linux on there and be done with it. You'd probably be pretty happy after a short adjustment period. Anyway, not much else going on here, I guess. The other thing that's interesting, and I'm not volunteering, but they're doing, in the runner's world, they have what they call Ragnars, which I don't remember what that stands for, but they're basically, throughout all, you do it in stages and you have a team and the first person runs, the second, third, fourth, and then back to the first, and you have a van and you sort of follow along and, it's a relay kind of thing. Well, apparently they did sort of a trial run of this last year. I never heard about it, but they've got one cooked up called the Peak to Brew, and it's run from Whiteface down to Saranac Brewery in Utica. It's, I think, 235 miles. It goes from, I think it's Friday morning, August 12th, until Saturday afternoon. And right away I was thinking, well, I wonder if anybody's even thought about approaching hams to do, safety communications for this thing. It would take a lot of people, but, as it passed through various areas, it'd be different people. So I'm going to make a note of that and let the Northern New York folks know about it, but I'm not personally volunteering to do it or run it or organize it. KC2WI.
Well, it sounds like there's a whole host of events going on and, a lot of activity needed. Well, I think with the computer stuff, I don't know my own opinion of it, I think a lot of ways create more problems for more people with what really needs to be done. I know enough about it to get myself in trouble. Not enough to get myself out, so. Hopefully they can come to a median that everybody can agree on and maybe we can have everything work the way it should. It just seems like whenever they run out of support, it makes things kind of miserable for people that have the older systems. Okay, Pete, well, you have a good evening, and we'll see what John's got for us. W-A-2-U, John, what's going on down your way?
Okay, leaving a little bit of a pause, W-A-2-U. Good evening to everyone on frequency. I agree. George, hopefully got some sort of a shield. You don't want to have a fire of some sort. I know there's quite a bit of heat there. And computer things, and let's see. Well, what did we do today? Kathy went out and was playing in the dirt. She was out in the garden. So she was going to get out there, and she got out there and had a good time enjoying herself. I did my, today was weight day. I did my workout with the weight machine and did that listening to music at the same time. And getting ready to pack it in, I guess, for the evening. Got to get up early in the morning, be on the road about 7, heading to Syracuse. Kathy's got a few appointments down there, going to do some shopping, going to pick up the generator, and of course what adds a twist to the whole thing is we have important people. I'll leave it at that. I won't be political, but I guess Ted Cruz is going to be in town, interesting enough, he's cruising into Driver's Village, so no pun intended, but I think it's interesting. So we got to get some stuff done and then get out of town, and I've got some plans in my head of how to zig and zag if I need to when coming out of the city. So that's tomorrow's adventure. And I think someone should write a book on computers. The music people are way ahead of us. People that used to make 45s, LPs, 78s, and CDs, and Blu-rays. They have a whole series. And most people, people that enjoy music, they have the Unplugged series. So maybe that's a new twist on things. What happens to the computer user if you're not able to interface with the internet? Does the computer have any use independent of the internet? Have become so reliant on the salt and pepper of the internet to keep the flavor of computer stuff going. So, interesting things. I think once you plug it in, that's when things happen. So there you go, Bob. We'll turn it back over to you. Maybe if you're wondering, if you're in need, I have the back shields for SO239 connectors. I know that you like to build things. Before I throw them out, they're all copper. I'd be more than glad to throw them in the mail to you. They're the housing that goes on the back of you if you mount a SO239 to a chassis. I used them when I was building a repeater. And, of course, you put the coax on there, and then it gives a nice solid seal. If you try to find these, God knows where you find them, but I have some, and you're more than welcome to them if you're interested. Otherwise, we'll do some other form of recycling. WATU, back to net. Now, listen.
Okay, John. Yeah, I agree with you with the computer stuff. That leaves people out in the cold, and we get overly wrapped up in the doggone thing. I know I, for one, am at a point where I could take it or leave it, actually do without it, and I'd probably be a lot better off. So, yeah, as far as those connectors you were talking about for Pete, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've got a couple of them, or I had a couple of them. I'm sure they're around, but they're certainly handy, and they're hard to come by anymore. Okay, thanks, John. You and Kathy have a fine evening, and stay warm. Weather in the daytime is great, but boy, I'll tell you what, overnight it's certainly hanging on to its winter thread. And it's getting old real quick. So, anyway, this is N5AOW, Tank Control for the Black River Valley Service Hunt. Looking for additional check-in.
And 2KBR.
Rich, how are you doing? I hope you had a good day today. Certainly had good weather for it.
Well, we did have a beautiful day. I did not get outside today because I was busy inside. Had my nurse here this morning from the VA. And she was doing my medications, and then she had to poke prod at me and check me over. Tell me I'd live for another week or two, so that went along fine. And after that, I had a couple of visitors stopped in, and we were talking about the meeting we had here last night. That's why I didn't get on the net, because the meeting lasted so long. And we had a few problems last night that we had to straighten out, so we talked about them today to see if there was any other alternatives. Hopefully we got that straightened out now, and at least got some ideas on how to straighten it out. Then after that, I went downstairs and played bingo for a while. I came up, and that was still going on, so I turned on the radio on and heard Pete in there. I got to agree with Pete on the Linux. I think everybody can remember, you don't have to pay for any of those programs. Those are all free. There's a lot of programs out there for free that are just as good, and some of them are even better than some of the ones you buy. So, if you get sick of Windows, you know where to go. And there's a lot of different Linux types operating systems. A lot of them based on each kernel, but there's a lot of different types. You're definitely going to find one you like. And, yeah, John, like you said, don't make it political. I had to chuckle on that a little bit. But I stay right away from that stuff as long as I can. And I agree with the internet. But the only thing is, unfortunately, computers run almost everything we have nowadays. So we're not going to get away from them. Not for a long time. Now, I don't know if anybody heard, but it sounded like somebody else in there trying to talk right over the top of everybody. But I heard it a couple of times. It could have been just me or some, you know, somebody close to me that did it. But it seems like some of you others would be there too. So, back to you, bud. 2KPA. And by the way, 7388, everybody, and all you people listening, I have a great evening at 2KPA.
Well, all right, Rich, very good. I heard that on there also, so kind of interference over the top, but didn't deter anything. It just seemed like someone trying to check in or whatever. Yeah, it's one of those things, like you say, you know, everything is wrapped around a computer anymore and pretty much entangled in our lives, but you know, long before computer, we got along great without it. And it made things simpler and it made things more complex at the same time. So I think a good deal is depending on what your needs are and what you find necessary. I know I'm getting to the point where I could just as well do without it. Go back to some of the other ways of taking care of things. The thing I don't like really is the fact that, you know, if you relied totally on it, I guess it probably, well, you didn't have it. You'd be in narrow straits in a lot of ways. Anyhow, a lighter note, everyone have a good evening. This is N5ALW, looking for additional checking. Well, it was a fabulous day. I got out, and I got numerous things out in the yard. Pulled everything out of the one small shed and all the garden equipment. Get everything fired up and running. And cleaned that out, got the leaves out from the fall, and variety of other things. Reorganize it, put it back together, I guess. Be a good way of putting it. Then went out and spent some time with the dog and get out. Did a run with him. And not me. I'm not capable of doing a run anymore. But I did follow him. And he enjoyed himself, had a good time. And I also noticed on one of the back roads I go on, there is one humongous tree that the wind has taken down. It's an old dead one, leaning out about two or three smaller ones. And I don't like the looks of that because it looks like it could fall down at any time, walking under it or riding under it, whatever way you go. So I think... Well, with that, it was an excellent afternoon also. I got a little spray paint job I had to do, and great weather for it. Got that done. Got a couple other things taken care of, and finally come in the house. And by that time, I was hurting and aching and whatever, but that's nothing new either. All right, I'll make a final call. This is N5ALW, looking for check-in. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency and the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone that checked in, Rich, John, Pete, George, Kevin, and Dave. Everyone have a fine evening. And look for a great day tomorrow. Hopefully better than the one we had. That was pretty doggone good. 7-3 to all. Everyone stay warm in the evening. And 5-AOW clear. Thank you.
Hearing no objection, this is KD2 HKB calling a satellite session of the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Oc-10, which is part of the National Traffic System, meets every night at 9:30 p.m. on the 145.17 repeater. Formal written traffic is routed in and out of Oneida and surrounding counties. All stations are welcome. When checking in, transmit to this is, and then please pause by unkeying and listen to avoid doubling. Then rekey and continue with your call sign and the word traffic if you have any. Now control for this satellite session is Kilo Delta 2 Hotel Kilo Bravo. My name is Matt, and I'm located in Sherburne, New York. Coming at you via Echolink. Stations 4 Oc-10. Come now, please.
November 2, Kilo Papa Romeo.
Net acknowledges N2KPR. Thank you very much for your check-in. Any other stations wishing to check in to Oc-10 this evening with or without traffic? All are welcome. This is Oc-10. All stations are welcome, with or without traffic. I'll make this my final call unless something else is heard. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, Oc-10. Looking for any further stations, with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. Final call. Nothing further heard. I'd like to thank all the stations who checked in this evening and hope to hear you again tomorrow night. With that, this concludes this satellite session of the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Oc-10 again meets every night at 9:30 p.m. on the 145.17 repeater. Net manager is Jack, KA2ZNZ. Assistant net manager is Mark, KD2KOJ. We'd once again like to thank all the stations who checked in this evening and hope to see you all again tomorrow night. This is KD2HKB. I'll be clear.